Unit 2. 2.1.
And today I'm joined by Susan Whittaker, who's a career coach. Susan, more and more people seem to be exploring less traditional career options. Realistically, what are the alternatives to a traditional career?
Well, yes, people are beginning to realize that if you want to move forward, you need to take responsibility for your own career development. And if you want to make a real change, you have to be prepared to take some risks. Talking yourself into that promotion and climbing another rung on the vertical career ladder may not necessarily be right for you. If that's the case, then you have to take a serious look at your options. Ask around for advice and see what you can do about following less conventional paths.
So what kind of options are people looking for when they're contemplating a change?
Well, there are several ways of approaching the issue. For example, you may want to stay in your current field, but with a change of role. Some people opt for a lateral move. I mean, moving across or horizontally into a new role at the same level you're currently at, so that you can gain more experience in a similar position. Moving back or down is also possible. To explore a new direction, open up new opportunities, or increasingly often, to reduce stress. Or you might like to consider an exploratory, often temporary move to another location or department, just to give yourself a taste of what else is out there. But of course, something else to remember is that over time, you will grow into your role, and then you can develop it on your own terms.
Does this really work for everyone? I mean, essentially, aren't most people looking for a change, any change, because they're just a bit bored?
Yes, that's right. There are times when we reach a stage in our careers when we feel stuck. We aren't sure which direction we should be moving in. Within a conventional organization, it's really up to managers to look out for the warning signs that people are looking to move on and to discuss the options with them. They need to focus on the positives of being assigned to other departments or project teams. It needn't mean you're being sidelined. Your horizons are simply being broadened. That sort of approach.
And what if the changes suggested by your manager don't match your expectations?
Well, then there's the ultimate step of moving on completely. You want to go beyond the scope of your current job, there's nothing suitable where you are, so you start looking around for an interesting position in another organization.
And is a manager ever likely to encourage this?
Well, you and your manager can see when you've looked at all the options and the fit just isn't there. Maybe your skills don't match those required for the job. Perhaps your career goals are unrealistic within the organization. In such cases, the manager may just have to let you go. And if the move is done well, you can end up being the best ambassador for that organization after you leave.
Okay. Can we just go back to your point about the move downwards or backwards? How is that supposed to be a progressive step? Surely most of us would find that demotivating.
Good question. I know this can seem like some kind of voluntary demotion, but that's not necessarily the case. It's difficult to explain exactly, but sometimes, in order to move forward, you need to take a step backwards to put yourself in a better position for the next move.
Okay. Well, I may have to take your word on that.